This is the Too Hot to Voice and Touch of your local announcer. And it's time for the the food show, where we get some nice ideas about what we're going to eat and drink tonight, how to cook it, and what more you can find in it. We never run into it, it seems like. We are having a very simple procedure here. It goes like this.
You make it sound painful.
But the way is, in
fact,
simple.
It's supposed to be fun, Tom.
Well, hey, wow. Get a load of this. Our telephone number is 260-6368.
Is that a joke? 260-1870.
Oh, I get it right for a change.
It's the wife here stopping in to beat up on Tom. 260-1870 is the number. That's 260-1870. Marianne's the name. I'm joining Tom today. Give us a call. 260-1870.
You're the new girl, Gwen.
I am.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you.
And here we are.
Yeah.
You know what? I was thinking on the way in, we're always looking for current items that we might give some fronts and backs quality.
Credence, too. Yeah.
Credence, yeah, we'll do it. Yeah. Uh-huh. And just play around with it a little bit.
Tom's word fairy. I'm the word fairy.
Now, wait a minute. That has double meanings.
Go ahead.
But anyway, we're getting ready in just a few days, it's Father's Day.
Tomorrow is Father's Day.
Is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow
it
is Father's Day.
It just creeps right up
it
on
it. It does, yes.
Well,
every year.
Every
time,
single
this
year.
This time of year, it creeps up on
you. It's pretty amazing.
It does.
And I thought we could have a little fun with that, talk about what you could possibly have
for Father's Day?
For Father's Day. And, thank you. I needed that very badly.
Yes.
I do it very badly, too, as you might have noticed. Anyhow, it's Father's Day, and
what are you doing?
I have two
things.
The question
is, what are you doing tomorrow?
The people who are closest to me have told me that they are planning a very interesting short trip that we're going to do at some point in here, and I'd explain it to you if I had any idea of it myself. So there you are.
Well, the good news is that we're not taking the train. That's the good news.
I wish we were, but I'm the
yes,
only one who feels
that's
that way.
Right. So since you are being scooped up by the two Marys in your life, you are not taking the train, but we are going to Meridian, Mississippi, where our daughter last year she was working for 4 months in the spring of last year on the new Max Museum, which is called the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience, which celebrates a truly staggering number of people who, it's like a who's who of pop culture from the American 20th century. An absolutely unbelievable number of artists, be it music, television, news,
and all of this
literary
is tied into
culinary.
Meridian, Mississippi.
Well, yeah, it's in the museum in Meridian, but it's all across Mississippi. I mean, mm-hmm. Mississippi, it's like you can almost trace every who's who of American 20th century pop culture somewhere to Mississippi. Anyway, there is this man who decided it was time to celebrate this. It's a privately owned place. And it is at the base of the bridge crossing the railroad tracks on 22nd Street mm-hmm. in Meridian. And it's new as of a year ago. It celebrated its first year at the end of April. So it opened at the end of April in 2018 to much fanfare, including celebrities like Oprah Winfrey and Sella Ward and Morgan Freeman, all of whom are featured among countless others in this museum. So anyway, our daughter did the scenic work on it, and Tom has never seen it. So we are taking you tomorrow to see her work and to have a delicious meal at Weidman's. Because Weidman's is a wonderful, wonderful restaurant that I very much enjoyed getting to know when I visited her there.
Dates back to the
1870s. It's Weidman's 1870.
Yes. That makes it just about as old as Antoine's. And Antoine's is the oldest of all.
Yeah, it's astonishing because it has no feeling of old fartery to it. It doesn't.
Here we go with that again.
I know. It doesn't have any of that. It's a very, really, really interesting place. As a matter of fact, she and I were talking about that this morning when we talked about doing the trip tomorrow. But it's kind of four restaurants in one. I find this, it's an interesting thing. I can't say that I think of this when I think about any other restaurant where the atmosphere and the electricity in the restaurant is completely different from lunch to dinner. That place is a different restaurant at night. I don't know why, but it's the same space. It's a lot of the same food. It's a lot of the same crowd. There is something about it, maybe it's the lighting or something, but it completely changes its whole demeanor at night.
Everybody who's ever seen it has told me the same thing, and indeed.
It's bizarre. I mean, it's actually kind of bizarre. And then upstairs is the bar. It's called the Balcony Bar. And that
Why do
is
they call it
a
that?
that is a completely different thing as well. Mm-hmm. It's very utilitarian. It's almost taverny. It's like all wood furniture, but not particularly comfortable. And it's really, really utilitarian. And there is a balcony outside that runs across the whole front of the building, which is where happy hour is. And Mary Lee said when she was living there, it would be sort of like four different experiences. There was lunch, which was sort of the old ladies and businessmen, and then dinner, which was everybody else in Meridian. And then upstairs was happy hour, which is people getting off work, and a late night bar scene, which was a bar. So
I've never heard of that before.
It's a really interesting place, and I absolutely love it. And so we decided that we would drag you there, since you have the day off tomorrow, we would actually drag you to Meridian. And we will have a 3-hour car trip each way, but it will be worth it because we kind of miss Meridian. I know that's a very bizarre thing to say, but
I wonder who missed what Meridian is this go round.
Yes, I don't know.
No,
I don't know. Yeah. But I think it must have been Cella Ward at some point, because I think she did come to fame through maybe the Miss America pageant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was just making a joke.
She's
there.
Just gorgeous. No, but I think that is probably true.
Well, the place is certainly wonderful. If you just walk up to it and you look in through the windows, it's already grabbed you.
No, it's super cool. I mean, I even love the sign out front. You know, Meridian's such an interesting place because it's kind of sad. It's never really caught on. Like, I look at downtown Covington, and it's an old town that is completely refurbished with hipness and great restaurants, and it's just the opposite in Meridian, which seems to have not been able to come back and reinstitute itself. However, Mississippi State appears to have moved into Meridian in a big way, and I kind of feel like that may sort of finally be the push to make Meridian something.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
But usually you see those downtown areas that have a certain amount of engineering in them, you know. And Meridian, I think, has gotten away from that because they have all of those railroad tracks that run through there.
That's a great train station.
It's
a really nice train station. And you think, why? Because Meridian is not doing anything. But it is kind of starting now. So with the opening of the new museum, and they're doing they're redoing some tall building, and I don't really know what it was, but it certainly has a lot of interesting sort of Byzantine tile work, but that is going to become the new Marriott Courtyard. So, folks, when that gets done, great little side trip to Meridian to see the museum. And they also have cultural events at Mississippi State. They have, like, symphony and theater there. So, I mean, it's maybe finally something will happen there.
Let me give you a personal
experience. But that's what we're doing tomorrow.
And see if this holds anything for you. Would you believe 9 months lying on the floor in their station because the train I was on was caught behind something and they couldn't get it going for 9 hours.
Okay, you said months, and I was thinking, oh, that is really a sad Amtrak story, of which there are many, but that would be the saddest I've ever heard.
And it was
heard.
It was raining like
that's
the
saddest
just,
I've ever heard.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
kind of.
That wasn't the last one that you did, was it?
That's just about the only one I've taken on.
But
that
just
train.
To Meridian.
Just to Meridian. Yeah.
Okay, we used to go through Meridian a lot when. When Mary Lee was little, we used to travel to Atlanta. Anyway, 260-1870 is the number if you would like to talk about food. What
food.
Are you doing
Eat
for
up.
Father's Day? Are you grilling?
Or anything, if you want something
going
for yourself.
Going someplace special. A lot of places probably have a Father's Day menu, just a special Father's Day menu. I know Andrea's
mm-hmm.
does.
Yeah, yeah. And they keep on coming, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Great place to take fathers. If we weren't going to Meridian, I would probably you know, you said that you had an idea of what you wanted for Father's Day, and I never did ask you. So what is it that you want for Father's Day?
I'm the easiest sale
uh-huh.
you've ever seen in your life. I'm very predictable about what I like. So
get out,
for me,
really?
Well, obviously you know.
Yeah.
The idea of traveling from New Orleans to Meridian and back on the sunset. Mm-hmm. No, wait, that's not the sunset. That's the crescent.
Okay.
The crescent on the train
uh-huh.
and getting a sleeper.
Yeah, but you don't really need a sleeper to go to Meridian.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You really don't.
I mean, although it is a safe spot, I would say, but
well, safer than being on the floor of the
I guess.
Of,
okay, yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. 260-1870 is the number.
And we will return with more of the Food Show in just a moment after first, if you will, this. Welcome
Buggies.
Back. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. You're you, and we'd be very happy to have you on our program in any degree that you might continue to exercise or have an idea to do
Lane's
so.
Lane's on the line.
And who?
Lane.
Lane
is on
the line.
Yes.
And you are on the line, too, I heard.
I am. 260-1870 if you want to chat with us about food or anything else. You know what? When I do the show, if my phone is here, I get constant texts from people who don't call. So stop texting me and call. Let's go to Lane.
Yeah. Lane, come on in.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
Doing great. Nice hearing from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Tom, I used to bother you a bunch with restaurants, but you brought up something that I was thinking about. My brother just moved to Mobile maybe a year ago, and the train, that sounds wonderful, and I was wondering if you have any insight into that. It seems like it's like a restaurant car and a bar car and everything.
Yeah.
And I was hoping to visit him in Mobile. I've never really been in Mobile that much, but if the train sounds great, you eat there, or there's a restaurant in Mobile that you would recommend?
Oh, I'm sorry to tell you this. There is no train in Mobile.
How's that possible?
From New Orleans to Mobile?
They thought,
but there's nothing to Jacksonville?
No. Yeah, but there's no direct railroad there.
I think they said that it kind of got green-lighted. There's a train going to be from New Orleans to Mobile.
They have been pushing that for at least 20 years now, and there are a lot of people who want to do it because it's a historic railroad that would start in New Orleans and then go through Mobile and also Alabama and
Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, all mm-hmm. of that, and it would land in – but it's they never get the project fixed up and rolling ahead with it, so –
could check with Amtrak and see if that's going to happen anytime soon.
Yeah. might have been fake news, but I thought that they're having a kind of a like a four times a day trip from New Orleans to Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
So
really?
I'll look into that. But I think that is happening.
If you find something, let us know, because I'd be
look into it. I think that's happening, and that's easy peasy, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it said like $25-$30 in But if I am in Mobile, I have to drive. What would you recommend in Mobile?
Well, there is nothing, so we can pass that quickly. And then the next thing you run into is really the Atlantic Ocean.
Mobile is kind of a chain mecca. It's one of those sad chain meccas. Does he live in Mobile itself?
My brother lives in Mobile with his
fiance. He lives in Mobile. You know, there's a barbecue joint, which honestly is not really barbecue. It's now I'm gonna try to remember the name of it, but it's very.
I would think
hot.
There'd be a good seafood place there, though, huh?
No, you would imagine seafood. That it would be, but I don't know of any. You don't know either, Tom, of any restaurants, do you?
What along that doing barbecue?
Yeah, in Mobile there is a. I'm gonna have to find out the name of that barbecue place because it's legendary, but it's not good.
Yeah, I've never much.
Hey, I like your honesty. Okay, I got you.
No, now it's gonna drive me crazy. I'm gonna have to think of it.
I'll stay on the line.
Yeah, listening. I'm gonna say it as soon as I.
Mobile.
You got it. Yeah.
Mobile is actually better known for not for that, but for an oyster bar. It's originally called just simply the Oyster Bar, and then it has expanded, and they now have, I think last time I looked, it was about 11 locations of this. It's called another one of their, its names is Trinas, which is pretty well known around here.
Marianne and Tom, just to interject, Marianne and Tom, I did check. There are no Amtrak trains from New Orleans to Mobile, but there are buses. They do the bus track, the Greyhound,
bus,
whatever.
They
do that all the time.
Just drive.
I know, but just to let you know, there are no train. There are no routes from New Orleans to Mobile by train.
Okay, so I have a suggestion though. If you are gonna go visit your brother and you're kind of game to do a little extra road trip. Not far from Mobile is the Grand Hotel. And between Mobile and the Grand Hotel, there are other restaurants there. And there's actually an adorable little town called Foley, Alabama. Actually, there's a really hilarious restaurant. And I'm not sure if it is Foley, or it might be on the way to Foley, but it's called the Home of the Throwed Rolls.
Oh,
and
I am not
making this up. The food is actually kind of like you would get in a school cafeteria. But the thing about the restaurant is if you ask for a roll, I know this is bizarre, and a place only to go to if you're going to like the Foley Mall or something. But they literally do throw the rolls to you.
It's very bizarre.
It's a very bizarre thing. But they have a really good restaurant in Foley. It's a B&B. And if you keep listening, I'm going to find out the name of it. But there's a whole bunch of little restaurants in that area. And it would be worth like a little day trip if you are looking for something different.
We will break just for a few seconds here.
But first, let's talk about Paran's.
More of the food show. And Paran's, we'll get,
it's got to be at the
not
at the
quite
bottom.
Enough time.
Okay, bottom at the hour.
But we'll do it. That's right. And
we'll be back.
And,
260-1870 is the number.
That's it.
Let's go right to the phones. Maurice is on waiting to
it's
talk to us.
It's the food show, all right. Let's see. Who's here? Is this
Maurice.
Maurice, welcome to the food show.
Well, thank you, Tom. And I believe that's your wife, Mary. Am I correct?
It is, Mary.
Well, Mary, I believe the name of that legendary barbecue restaurant that's not that good is either Russell's or Dick Russell's. I believe it's Dreamland.
It's Dreamland.
Yeah.
I'm right with you
on that one.
It's not even barbecue. It's like in some kind of pit grilled or something. And then they slather some barbecue sauce on and call it barbecue. But they managed another one in Tuscaloosa, and I think even further up the road, like maybe into North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's bizarre, but anyway,
not very
real barbecue, but very hot. But I see a lot of other places on the list now, too.
Right, right. Tom, may I share a little story with you about grilled steak that I learned from you? Many years ago, I just didn't use salt on my food. And then one day, I heard you say on the radio, you can never put too much salt because it just enhances the flavor. So I thought, you know what? The next time I grill steaks, I'm going to do that. And I did just that. And I remember the kids, very little at the time, said, Daddy, whatever you did with those steaks, please do it again. So I owe it to you, Tom, that I'm now the grill master when it comes to steaks.
And I can tell you where I got that from, too. There's a steakhouse in New York City. And I realized before I get there that I'm going to forget the name of the place. But it's very famous over in New York City. And the butchers there are very famous for the steaks that they do. And I got this idea from him. He said, most people don't put enough salt on steaks. and it comes out incomparably better if you really, without losing your mind over it, of course, and then putting it in there, and it was instantly obvious.
Was it Peter Luger? Was it Peter Luger?
Peter Luger, exactly. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Maurice.
Well, thank you.
260-1870 is the number. Let's talk about Paran's four boys. Oh, Bob, go right to Bob. Okay, right. Bob.
Bob, welcome.
Yeah, y'all are cut Mobile kind of short there. You know, Mobile's home of the original Mardi Gras. It's 50 years older than the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. But
there's
a place there that's pretty cool, kind of like Porto Calco, the Dewdrop Inn, which is pretty cool. But for there's a really good fish place on the causeway, or I think they're now called the Skyway, called the Felix's Fish Camp. And Felix is the king of Mardi Gras, so that's the tie-in right there. It's pretty good. And there's another restaurant on the other side of the causeway that I cannot remember the name of, and it's pretty good. And going
is
down
it the one with the oysters?
Well, he didn't ask for pretty good. See, that's what we're trying to figure out. Is there anything
good? I actually meant these are good. These are good. And there's Wenzel's is the oyster bar you're thinking of with the multiple locations.
And there's a bunch of them here now.
Going down towards Bellagraph Gardens is a place that's famous for West Indies crab salad. That's really good. I cannot think of the name, but Mobile's a better restaurant town. It's getting better all the time than you think. Downtown is developing up pretty nicely. There are a lot of chains out by the mall, of course, but it's turning into a decent food town actually. Felix's has really good turtle soup. I've heard Tom talk about turtle soup a bunch, but Felix's has really good turtle soup.
Yes.
And they put bring you out sherry to put on it with cream and stuff like that. It's delicious. It's right on the water, so couldn't ask for a better view. I mean, it's built way up to protect itself from the hurricane.
Okay.
Well, thanks for calling and all the atmosphere that you provided for us.
Thank you
for driving in too.
The board is clear, so let's do a Paran's Poor Boys. Paran's Poor Boys has now three locations, the last one being on Britannia Street. But the original on Veterans has been around for a long time and has been a long-time advertiser. And then they opened one in Kenner, which was also great. Mm-hmm. We use Paran's a lot for catering. Do you remember all the catering we've done?
Yeah, it's a great product.
It is. It really is.
And they get a lot of the work that you need done. While you're putting away things like that, they just put things in front of you that are ready to go.
Yeah. And do they still have their big giant muffalata, seafood muffalata? Is that still? They had a gigantic seafood.
They do. Yeah.
Pile inside of a muffalata bread. Now you said that there's olive salad on it, but I can't imagine that.
No,
I think it's just dressed like a poor boy, but it's got the delicious muffalata bread with the seeds on it and a big pile of fried seafood in the middle. So
yeah, that's
kind of like their specialty. That's what
they're
known for.
And the first time I saw it on the menu, a seafood muffalata, the two things don't go together. And I still would say they don't go together. But a lot of people like the idea just because you have, after that, this big stacked sandwich about this high.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really...
people really like big stacked sandwiches.
Oh, do they ever.
Yes. Anyway, Paran's Poor Boys. Go see them. They have a lot of good specials, too. Local specials.
You know, my favorite, this is a little secret. And in fact, I had one, but from a different restaurant earlier today. And what it starts with is they have all the things that you would put into an Italian kind of deal. So it had eggplant,
marinara.
They had marinara sauce.
Sausage.
You got it, and meatballs.
Yeah.
And they would, and the spaghetti even, they would slice it up,
mm-hmm.
and then the meatballs, same deal.
Yeah.
And they would serve this in the muffaletta.
Yeah.
Deal.
So like a big old Italian sub is what
exactly,
it sounds like. Big old Italian sub.
And it's really good.
Anyway, Paran's has three locations. One on Veterans right by Cleary.
3939.
Thank you. And then there's one in Kenner. And now there's one in Britannia. So go see him. Paran's Poor Boys.
Yep.
260-1870 is the number. We are desperately.
We have Lucas available for you when y'all want to talk to Lucas.
All right, let's go.
Lucas.
Hey, good morning, or rather good afternoon to everybody. I heard you guys talked about the places to eat in Mobile earlier, trying to find what good places are there to eat. And I actually been there. It takes a little bit of effort finding good places, you know, decent places, but they do exist. One place that I really liked was on the west side of Mobile. I think it's on exit 13 of I-10. It's called Time to Eat. And it's a very homey place.
Wait, what's it
called? Time to Eat.
Okay.
It's called Time to Eat.
Okay.
Yep.
That's simple, yeah, okay. And, that should be a homey kind of place.
Yeah. And it's got like lots of clocks. That's the major decor that they have there. So very country, very southern cooking, very down to earth. Yeah, so I think people who like New Orleans cooking will like it there too. And it's cute that it has a smoking session and a non-smoking section. They will ask you, smoking or non-smoking. I don't think you've seen that
inside the building. Wait, not inside the building.
Inside.
You're kidding,
yes, when
really?
You walk in. Yeah. So it's like traveling back in time. So it's just want to mention
well,
that good place.
Well, there's the name place. Of the restaurant. Yeah.
At the
time to eat in.
At the risk of coming across as really a goofball, every time I drive through
Mobile,
I always get lost. I get ribbed by a bunch of friends about that, and they're right most of the time. But in this case,
Tom's never been able to find his way out of a hat box, people. Yeah.
Anyway, it was it's a strange outlay.
Yeah.
Okay. I was ready for it the last time I was there, but
it's the tunnel. Maybe that's it. I do like that tunnel. Anyway, thank you very much for calling, Lucas. 260-1870 is the number. We seem to have moved into a groove of trying to find good restaurants in Mobile. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. We are back. 260-1870. You like New Orleans hamburger and seafood, huh?
Oh, I love it. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
It reveals its essence right off the bat, and that is you get the catfish or oysters or ordered up, and it comes out golden brown. I mean, really golden brown, almost glowing.
Crispy. Greaseless.
No external grease or anything like that, and it just comes out, and it's crisp, and all of that is the way I like it.
Get it spicy-licious if you want spicy.
Why not?
And they have, at their 10 locations, now char-grilled oysters.
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting to bring that up, but that is a new deal there, and it's something that they have been waiting for a while.
I think everybody's been waiting for it. Can you ever have too many char-grilled oysters?
No,
and that's
no.
coming from somebody who doesn't really eat oysters all that much. 260-1870 is the number. I remember the name of the Throat Rose place. It's called Lambert's.
Oh, yeah.
Lambert's, but we're still trying to remember the name of the restaurant that's in the B&B in the little town that's close to the Grand Hotel. It is kind of a somewhat famous place, and it is a very upscale restaurant, and I've looked on my phone, and I've even texted a couple of people looking for the name of this. It's not Foley. It's Beyond Foley. It's a famous Alabama town on the way to the Grand Hotel.
Mm.
So if you know that, please give us a call. We were looking for the name of that upscale restaurant because now it's going to drive me crazy. I think the caller that originated the search for Mobile restaurants has gone and has gotten enough information. But now it's one of those things where I've got to know what it is. So 260-1870, if you could give us a call. Or what the heck? Go ahead and text me if you know me, because everybody else is doing that. Scott Craig called and said, hey, if you're going to Weidman's tomorrow, he is a huge fan of Weidman's, and anyone I'm sure who's ever been there is also. But he wanted the peanut butter. He wanted me to bring him some peanut butter in the jar. You know they serve the peanut butter at – I don't know if they do it at dinner. I think they do the rolls at dinner, and they do the peanut butter at lunch. But instead of you getting butter and bread, you get – peanut butter at Weidman's, which is
oh, that's right. It's on their table. They serve,
yeah, they serve it as
an extra little touch.
Yeah, it's like I'm trying to remember the origin of it, but it does go back a ways, and I don't think there's really any big deal to it. It's not a really, you know, no famous Union or Confederate soldier invented it or anything like that. It doesn't go back that far. It's just like it's somebody decided to serve peanut butter, and it's homemade peanut butter, and they put it on the table when you sit down at Wyvern's.
And
so I have to remember to bring Scott Craig some tomorrow. So somebody remind me to do that.
Yeah, that's their signature.
For lunch, it is. Yeah. And then at dinner, they have these incredible, fluffy, sort of Parker House rolls that are very hot. And it's a really, I'm very much looking forward to revisiting there tomorrow.
About 2-3 years ago, we went to the Roseville, you just told me the name of it.
Weidman's?
Weidman, no, there was another one.
Beridian?
No.
Oh, we're not going to play that guessing game again, are we?
No, I had it for
1870. The Throat Rolls place?
No.
That was definitely
it's not worth
that
it.
Is something that you would do just one time, and it's something that go to see. We did it in Illinois, you said. So there's evidently
Southern
another
Illinois,
location in
but
Illinois.
Where most people around here have seen it is with the in the general vicinity of the Grand Hotel.
Foley. Foley,
yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah, in the new part of it that they built up only, say, 10 years ago.
But it's it's something to do, that's for sure. It's pretty interesting. Anyway, Father's Day is tomorrow. If you have some unique plans for Father's Day, we'd love to hear it. If you grill for your family for Father's Day, we talked about this a little bit on the Monday through Friday show, and I was talking about my father's lack of prowess on the grill. And how disturbing some of the charcoal items were that we were presented when my father grilled. And that one of my brothers has inherited his skills on the grill, and whenever we're invited to a barbecue at his house, I always eat first.
Well, I've heard the
And I know he's not listening, so I don't have to worry about that. 260-1870, if you are grilling at your house for Father's Day, what might you be grilling? You know what? If we were not going to Weidman's tomorrow, I would say that we should get on the Big Green Egg with a big wonk of prime rib, crusty on the
Sounds
outside.
Good.
That would be really good.
I've already got a green egg, so
yes, you do.
Rocking
you do.
And
you
rolling.
Mentioned that a few times. The Big Green Egg. Fun times with the Big Green Egg. What?
Spare Hope, Alabama.
Fair Hope. Thank you, whoever called in with that. But there's a restaurant in a B&B there, and it's a cute little town, and there's it's like a smaller version of, say, downtown Covington or something. It's very cute, and I haven't been there in years and years, but I'm sure there are lots of cool places to go. But there is a B&B there, and I think we even had an Eat Club there one night. Do you remember that at that
I do
B&B
remember that.
In Fairhope, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm sure it's around still. So if you know the name of that place, I would also be quite interested in hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a break now. 260-1870 is the number. We'll be back. Boy, I hope this isn't my brother on the line. Let's go to Pat, 260-1870. Pat.
Pat?
Hello. Yes. Hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
It is Pat.
No,
okay.
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's Pat, but it's not my brother. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's not your brother. The person that called in is correct. It is Fairhope, Alabama.
Yes.
It's on the other side of the bay from Mobile, obviously. Mm-hmm. The place you're trying to think of is the Fairhope Inn.
Yes, thank you.
It's a B&B, and they got fantastic food there.
Yeah, and we had a meat club there once many years ago.
We did, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, we're about to move there on the 9th.
Oh, well, it's a cute town. Good choice.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We're going to rent for 9 months while our place is being built. But there are two other restaurants, one in Mobile that I can recommend.
Okay.
It's a seafood restaurant. It's called Cravers.
Cravers. Okay. Where is that? Is that Cravers. In the middle of town or on the outskirts?
Kind of on the I don't know how to get there. I go with a friend of mine that lives in Theodore, Alabama, which
That's
is
what Google
Metairie,
Maps is Wallen. For. Yeah.
Yeah. And but they have one in Daphne, Alabama also, which is right next to Fairhope.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And also in Theodore, like I say, is Metairie to New Orleans. It's only 6-7 miles away. There's a place called the Lighthouse.
Okay.
And those
What do they have there?
I was gonna say both of those are predominantly seafood.
Okay. Mm. Great, thank you for your suggestions. That's wonderful.
No problem.
Okay. We have to go to Lauren now. Let's go to Lauren. Try to get him in before the hour.
Lauren, come on in.
Hello, how are you? How are you? Good, good, good.
How are you?
Listen, real quick, I got two things about the Lamberts' House of the Throne Rolls. It originated in Skykin, Missouri. And I remember back in the 70s, CBS or NBC did a big story, a news story about them. And it was so interesting. I want to, back in the 80s, I want to go that way and stop at the 80s. And the food reminded me of a Cracker Barrel. But you're right, when they came out the kitchen, they came out the kitchen with a cart, and they were pushing these big,
Lauren, can you hold on through the news? Because I love the subject of Lambert's throat rolls, and we have to go to it. We have to go to the news break. Can you hold on and talk to us after?
Here it goes, any minute now.
I don't know. He might. Yeah. Maybe Noah's the answer
to that.
Well,
we'll find out about it.
Anyway, we'll be back, 260-1870.